In our previous share, we spoke about the minimal size of a sukkah. And we quoted the Gemara, and then we quoted the Shulchan Aruch, and our Chayin Simen Tuf Resh Bamedalad, the Paskins, sukkah she'en ba shiva al shiva, a sukkah that isn't seven tefachim by seven tefachim, psula. It's possible, linyan goydel ein le shilamala, could be as big as you want. The Paiskim I saw disagree. What is the halacha if you have a sukkah that is Zayin al Zayin? Is that l'chatchila kosher sukkah? Because as we discussed in our previous shiur, Zayin al Zayin only represents the room for Rosh Veruba v'Shulchanai. So is l'chatchila that enough to be a sukkah? One should try perhaps to get a larger sukkah. The opinion of Shlomo Zalman, Zatzal, Rebbe Yoshev, is that we don't have to have a sukkah that's larger than Zayin al Zayin, and even l'chatchila, one could fulfill the mitzvah in a sukkah of Zayin al Zayin. And so too is the opinion of the Shail Sechuvas Divrei Malkiel and Chelik Beis Simen Mem Aleph Ois Yud Beis. Once, because they explain that once we have a rule of Ruba Kekuloi, so if in the sukkah you could fit Rosh of a Rubai, that is enough L'chatchila. On the other hand, I saw that the Cheshukei Chemed quotes the opinion of Rav Chaim Kanievsky that if l'chatchila one, you should have a sukkah that is not just enough for Rosh Verubai. And it brings a very nice raya. Just like we find regarding the Dalit Kaisis, the loch is that one is yoytz the mitzvah if he drinks Rosh Kais, but l'chatchila the halacha is one should drink the entire cup of wine. So too, he says, regarding a sukkah, you shouldn't just rely on Ruba Kekula. L'chatchila, you should rely on a sukkah that has, or a sukkah that has room for the person's entire body. The halacha also is that if you have noy sukkah hanging on the walls of the sukkah, that deducts from the makom of the sukkah, because the noy sukkah, obviously, if the noy sukkah are hanging there on a permanent basis, and if they're hanging there on a permanent basis, they deduct from the sukkah. I did see that the Paiskim, however, say, we know the halacha is that if before sukkahs begins, one makes a tanai that he will be able to have hanor from the noy sukkah, then the halacha is that you're allowed to take off the noy sukkah. So the Paiskim say that if you made such a tanai before sukkahs, then the noy sukkah would not deduct from the size of the sukkah. So as we said, when we learned the Gemara, and then we quoted the words of the Shulchan Aruch, the minimum size of a sukkah is Zayin al Zayin Tefachim. So says the Mishnah Brura, based on the opinion of the Magen Avraham and the Taz, that Zayin al Zayin Tefachim have to be a minimum of Zayin al Zayin Tefachim. And if you have a sukkah that has 49 square Tefachim, but it's not Zayin al Zayin, it's not considered a kosher sukkah. And the basis for this psak of the Mishnah Brura, the basis of this psak of the Magen Avraham and the Taz, is really based on a Gemara that we have here on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara, in reflecting on the machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon, if a sukkah that's higher than 20 amos, is it a kosher sukkah or not? So Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that a sukkah that's higher than 20 amos is a kosher sukkah. And Rabbi Yehuda wanted to bring a riot to his opinion from the sukkah that Hilni Hamalka sat in. Says the Gemara, because according to the man, the Omer, asked the Gemara, that the sukkah gedhana machloikis, that the machloikis is strictly by sukkah ketana. I v'chidaka shemalka leisha b'sukkah gedhana. A malka doesn't sit in a small sukkah, and certainly she was sitting in a sukkah that was bigger than dalar al dalar amis. So the Gemara's question is, according to Rav Huna, that says that once the sukkah is dalar al dalar amis, and certainly according to Rav Chanon, who says that once the sukkah is zayin tfachim al zayin tfachim, the halacha is that everybody agrees that the sukkah kedoyla is a kosher sukkah, that the sukkah that's higher than 20 amis is a kosher sukkah, how does Rav Yehuda bring a raya from Hilni Hamalka's sukkah to his shita? It was bigger than Dalad al Dalad. It was bigger than Zion al Zion. That's why it could be higher than 20 amis. To which the Gemara says, you know why Rav Yehuda was able to bring a raya to his opinion even from Hilni Hamalka's sukkah? Because Amar Rav Bar Ada, she had a small room for a sukkah, and that small room was very small, and therefore it wasn't large enough, and yet it was higher than 20 amis. So we have a raya that a sukkah that's higher than 20 amis is still a kosher sukkah. Ask Rashi, as the Gemara said on the bottom, and Tosfos asked the exact same question, as the Gemara says on Daf Beis on the Beis on the bottom, Hilni sat with 7 sons in that sukkah. So if Hilni sat with 7 sons in that sukkah, maybe it was less than Dalad al Dalad, but it was certainly not less than Zion al Zion. You have to have room for Hilni and her 7 children. So, according to Rav Chanon, asks Rashi, that a sukkah that's Zion al Zion, everyone agrees, is a kosher, could be higher than 20 amis. Again, asks Rashi, how did Rabbi Yehuda bring a raya from Hilni sukkah? Hilni sukkah was Zion al Zion. And according to Rav Chanon, a sukkah that's Zion al Zion could be bigger than 20 amis. So first Rashi wants to say that the table that she sat on was not in the Kitonius, and her children were sitting on the table. Her children were sitting on the table which didn't take up Zion al Zion, and therefore we have a raya. Rabbi Yehuda was able to bring a raya, but then ultimately Rashi indeed says that we indeed don't have a raya to Rav Chanan, and Rabbi Yehuda's raya doesn't follow the opinion of Rav Chanan. Rabbi Yehuda obviously did not disagree with Rav Chanan's pshat that once it's Zion al Zion, even the Chachamim agree that it could be higher than 20 amos. And in fact, I saw that that's one of the reasons that as we began our previous shiur, we asked the question
that many Mefarshim ask, that the first part of our Masechta is speaking about the height of a sukkah. How does the Gemara, in the middle of the discussion of the height of the sukkah, begin a discussion regarding the width, the width of the sukkah? But now, it's very understandable. Because Rashi is telling us that we're not following the opinion of Rav Chanan, and the halacha, that a sukkah may not be higher than 20 amos, is even if the sukkah is Zion al Zion. So we would therefore think that we don't follow the psak of Rav Chanan at all, and that the shear of a sukkah is not Zion Tvachim al Zion Tvachim. Therefore, we need the Gemara immediately to tell us that even though the halacha is not like Rav Chanan regarding the ratio, that if it's Zion on Zion, it could be higher than 20 amos, that doesn't change the other halacha that we've been discussing, that the halacha is a sukkah here is indeed, like Rav Chanan said, Zion Tfachim by Zion Tfachim. Doruch Lener has a different approach how to answer this question. Doruch Lener says that when the Gemara says that the sukkah was made out of kitonios, it means it was made out of small rooms. And each child sat in his own small room. And therefore, each small room was less than Zion al Zion. And it was yet higher than 20 amos. So we have a raya again, that a sukkah that's higher than 20 amos, says Rabbi Yehuda, we have a raya, it's a kosher sukkah. But if we look in Tosfos, Tosfos asks the same question as Rashi, and Tosfos says, and there are two girsas how to learn Tosfos that make a very big difference. The back's girsa in Tosfos, avalai hoisa rechava shivat fachim, meaning that the sukkah was longer than Zayin Tfachim, but it was narrower than Zayin Tfachim. That if we squared it, we would have 49 49 Tfachim. And he's saying that if the sukkah was 49 amos, 49 Tfachim squared, the halacha is that it's a kosher sukkah. But here we had a very long sukkah, but it wasn't that wide at all, and we didn't have 49 square tefachim. So according to the Bach's understanding of Tosfos, a sukkah that has in it 49 tefachim square is a kosher sukkah. The Magen Avraham and Taz disagree. The Magen Avraham and Taz say that you have to have at least Zion al Zion. And therefore they say, if you'll have a very long, narrow sukkah, the sukkah would not be a kosher sukkah. And therefore, we could very well understand this Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda's Raya, even according to Rav Chanan. Because when does Rav Chanan say, says the Magen Avraham and Taz, that a sukkah doesn't have to be 49, that sukkah could be even higher than 20 amos? That's when the sukkah is at least Zion al Zion. But when the sukkah is not Zion al Zion, the halach is that the sukkah is posel. And that's the psak of the Magen Avraham and Taz, that a sukkah that's not 49 tefachim square is not a kosher sukkah. If you have a sukkah that's round, here says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Beis, Imhi Agula, if the sukkah is round,
Tzorach Shehebai Kedei L'Rabba Shiva Al Shiva. You have to be able to fit in that circle. You have to be able to fit into that circle Zion Al Zion Tfachim. Otherwise, the sukkah is not a kosher sukkah. And then the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel Paskins, Yesh Boi Shiva Al Shiva, if the sukkah indeed has Zion Al Zion, V'nosim Bo Begodim L'Noisoi, and you hung up Noi Sukkah, V'matim Oisom Shiva Al Shiva, that takes away from the shear of the sukkah, the halach is that that sukkah is psula. And the Paiskim say that it's not only if you have Noi Sukkah, if you have furniture that's put there in a permanent fashion, if you have furniture that's there permanently, that also takes away from the sheer sukkah. There is a question in the Paiskim, if you have furniture that is movable, you have movable furniture, but it's furniture that you normally don't move. Does that take away from the shear of the sukkah?